lacing up our mountain hiking shoes and heading into the mountains right now for a special edition of the Bald Heart radio segment right here on Radio Life and Style. And if you haven't heard one before, well, you're in for a treat today. Sarah Swainson is in the studio with me from Ordinarily Active.
Good
Sarah,
morning.
Happy Tuesday. How are you doing?
Happy Tuesday. I'm hot, but I'm good. I'm well, good. Yeah. I like the hot, so I'm actually happy.
Really? Because the last couple of days have been a bit too much for me.
No, I like the hot. So.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of Belito. But if you do want to get out of Belito, maybe you should be heading to the Berg or
into
to the mountains.
Mountains.
Sure, man. I'm really excited to take a virtual hike right now on radio. And you've tackled more than a few interesting mountaineering experiences, hey?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to... I started hiking with a group when I was a youngster, a teenager, at church. And we went up, and my first hike was actually up in Montessource and stayed overnight. And it was the coldest night I've ever experienced my whole life. But that's where I started. And I think that's what's absolutely brilliant about the mountains. John Muir, he's an author, and most people will be familiar with the saying that says, "The mountains are calling and I must go." But there's another quote from him that I thought sums it up, and it says, "Keep close to nature's heart and break clear away. Once in a while, and climb a mountain or spend a week in the woods, wash your spirit clean." And I think that just sums up like why going into the mountains is so amazing, because you're just surrounded by the magnificence, and you can't but help just wash your spirit clean, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you come back feeling like transformed in a sense.
Yeah. And also it allows you to don't take yourself too seriously, because these mountains are big, and like, hey, you might not be as important as you think you are.
And there's more than a few mountains that we have access to within a relatively short trip.
It's a 2-3 hour drive into the Drakensberg, depending on, because the Northern Berg is a lot of a further trek. But I mean, 2 weekends ago, I went and climbed Staghorn with a group of mates. It's just 3 hours into the Central Berg, and you were up first light and on the mountains. So it really is accessible. It's also affordable in terms of you can book through the parks board, you can stay in, you can camp, you can, and really the fees for hiking are really reasonable. We've stayed overnight in the most amazing caves. You book them, you do, and most people might not realize, but the parks board is jacked in terms of that kind of thing. Book a cave and you know that you're there for the night, and it's really special.
That's amazing. And so for those who are maybe keen to start planning a hiking experience, maybe a first exciting mountain adventure, what would you recommend as a good starting point? Like, how do you get started?
So I think don't underestimate the mountains. The mountains are things. It's a very dynamic environment, so things can change rapidly. You've got to know what's going to be expected. So you never hike alone. You want to hike in a group. Probably 3 to 4 people is good. And then if you're not experienced, get a guide. So we hiked with, and I was hoping that Karen was going to join us here today, but he's been called into the mountains. On Staghorn, we had a guide. Karen Pratt, who's based here in Salt Rock, the Drakensberg Camino, you can get somebody like that to help you navigate so that you know you are going to be safe. The dynamicness of the mountains, we climbed 2 weekends ago, the sky was crystal blue, and then suddenly at 10 o'clock this sneaky little cloud came over and the wind picked up, and we knew by the time we were coming off we were in a big thunderstorm.
Wow.
Which can be quite intimidating. So that's the second thing, gear. So if you're going to consider going into the mountains, you do need, I would think the first place to start is a good pair of shoes.
Sensible shoes.
So go with trail shoes. If you're going to take it more seriously or doing more things, you can obviously invest in hiking boots. Now, hiking boots are quite tough because, like, you've really got to go and do your research. There's and try and figure out and navigate. They are expensive. So take your time. See if there's something that you're going to do repeatedly. And then you slowly but surely build your gear up. You, like most things, you borrow and you know, the poles. Poles are really, really nifty to have.
It's like walking stick poles.
Yeah. Okay. Good hat, brimmed hat, because the sun, if you get sun out there,
sunblock and a good hat.
Absolutely. I even bought my hat. We'll show them the photo.
That's a good wide brimmed hat. You've got your sort of basic gear. You've got an idea of maybe where you think you're going to hit. Are there some sort of beginner friendly, or would you recommend one or two options as a good sort of first hiking?
Yeah, so a lot of the places in the Bergs have, you know, like the Staghorns, the Rhinos, those are big monsters. Mm. But there's often shorter routes in and around, so you don't have to be summiting. There are shorter routes, and that's why getting a guide and saying this is what our capability is. I mean, on Rhino you can go and sleep over in, I think it's Zenny Cave, I always forget the name, but that's a 6 kilometer hike. There's other shorter ones, to pools, to the most incredible little one. So it's not only about doing the big mountains. There is enough more moderate or easy ones to get you started.
Okay. And then, like you mentioned, the value in having a guide, an experienced, yes, hand showing you the way. I've been checking out this, you mentioned the Drakensberg Camino, looking at their page. It's like Karen hosts some incredible experiences, and some expert tips. Did you pick up any hints and tips from your guide?
Yeah, so never walk alone. Also, work within your capabilities. Don't be a hero, because if something goes wrong, so say you're trying to like forge ahead and show you how amazing you are, and then you trip and break your ankle or something like that, that impacts the whole group when you're there. So work within your capabilities. Also know, like, have you got water on the mountain? Have you not got water on the mountain? So you need a bit of planning. There's always, you can now download the GPS tracks for most hikes, which is good to have on your watch if you have that kind of thing. You always complete the hiking register, both in and out.
Okay.
Because they really do. So the last time we did a multi-day hike, the guys were checking with us, where are you stopping? So they are very aware of what's happening on the mountains.
Who's out there, yeah, who's supposed to have, yeah, come, yeah, back already.
So you do need to be, and then there's always emergency numbers on the board. So take your time, make sure that you've got that, because if something goes wrong, you want to be able to know that you can manage the situation.
Mm. Okay, so safety,
yeah,
make sure you're ticking all those boxes,
yeah,
because you don't want it to turn into a rescue mission.
Yeah, and also make sure that the people at home, if you've got somebody at home, make sure that they know where you're going, that you check in, that you check out. And then also tread lightly. So we don't want the mountains to be full of litter and rubbish. So whatever you take up, you bring down again. And if you see some litter, it's just common practice to pick it up. And you know, we're doing quite a big hike later this year, and we have to take absolutely everything, and if I'm talking everything,
like self-supported, you're carrying all your essentials,
yeah but you're not even leaving toilet paper up on the mountain.
Okay.
So that's
think about that.
We want to keep it pristine, because we're trying to protect it for generations and generations. I think that's what's great about hiking, because kids can do it. You know, it really is a fantastic option for families as well.
There you go. What do they say? Like, take only pictures, leave only footprints.
Yes, something like that.
That's super cool. So, and it's just a headspace and a way of being. Once you've been out there and you experience it, then you get it. You understand. Yeah. You don't want to leave this place worse than you found it. You want to keep it as pristine as possible.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I've had so many memories, but I was thinking today, like, we climbed up Montesos, and we got to the start of the Tugela River, and you're just looking down over these mountains. And we had a condensed milk coffee, which is an essential on the top of the mountain, and we just sat there in absolute awe of our surroundings, and I think that's what it gives you.
Yeah. When was the last time you were really bowled over with a sense of awe?
Yeah.
It's a healthy thing to
get
a shot of.
Good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Go into the mountains and, like John Muir says, wash your spirit clean.
Yeah, I think that's something that anyone listening to this at the end of a long, hard 2024 would like to get a shot of.
Yeah. And also just be aware of your weather conditions. So, like, the extreme heats, start to be inquisitive or curious. So don't just be naive. So the Drakensberg has certain times that you're going to encounter. So the winter months, you're going to encounter cold, those kind of things. The summer's more volatile. You're going to rain. So a good rain jacket. So the gear you want to build up slowly, if this is something that's going to be something that you're going to do consistently, you slowly invest in good gear, so that if something happens, you can put on a good waterproof and not get absolutely soaked.
You go. And would you say a small first aid kit as well, just a good thing to have in the backpack?
Yes, absolutely. And an emergency blanket for everyone.
one of those. Yeah. Yeah. And you can get some really, you know, lightweight, compact stuff now. No. Just look at any of your local outdoor shops and you'll see.
And if you're my husband, Paul, he always goes, you must have a whistle.
I was going to say that. This is one of the most underrated safety things. It weighs nothing, takes up no space.
Absolutely.
But if you fall off a ledge and you're down there and people are trying to find out where you are, you blow that whistle.
Blow that whistle.
Help will come.
Yeah. So it is. Joking aside, it is. So when Mountain Rescue, they do say the stats that people that have had whistles, there's a higher probability that they will be found. You definitely need the whistle.
Put that in on your Christmas wish list, your Christmas stocking. I want a whistle. That's awesome. I'm taking notes. I'm learning things. I'm getting excited for a mountain adventure.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's so accessible. There's some really great options. The barrier to entry is super low.
Yes.
And you don't need to spend a fortune on gear to start out.
No, just I'd say a good pair of shoes, and then and you can also borrow. Like if somebody's got hiking poles that you know, go and borrow them. Don't, you know, those kind of things. I just think it really is food for the soul, and really good to invest in getting out into the environment. And it is fairly accessible in terms of time and affordability. You can really scale it. And there's also hiking groups that you can join. They have planned hikes for various things, and it is affordable. I think it's a yearly, very minimal subscription. You can go and join those kind of hikes. So that would be my advice, is go and don't think yourself a hero and go and plan your own. If you're not experienced, go and join somebody else's hike. Let them guide you. Be curious. Learn about the environment.
There you go. And check out that page for the Drakensberg Camino.
Yes.
Because they've been guiding folks on incredible outdoor mountain
experiences.
So what
I will do is also on our Ordinarily Active Instagram page, I will put all the tips and hints down, and I will also tag the Drakensberg Camino, so that anybody that wants to connect with Karen can do so. And it's time to the mountains are calling. We must go.
And for those who want to find your page and keep tabs on all of your exciting adventures as you're heading to Samana, where is Ordinarily Active discoverable?
On Instagram, on Facebook, those are the main ones. You can Ordinarily Active, and just send us a message, and we are happy to help you.
Yay! Thanks, Sarah, for a cool mountain adventure on a Tuesday morning. And we're going to take a picture of you with that really...
With a hat.
Wide-brimmed hat right now.
I couldn't find my poles this morning. I was running around the house, but anyway, got the hat.
Here we go. Heading off with a mountain sound. Here's Of Monsters and Men, and we'll do it again on another Tuesday. Bold hearts, what do you say? Hey!